And then it's a matter of then making your sauce. And I take, what I'll do is I take my jar, take the pickle pebble out, and pour the brine off into a measuring cup, most of the brine, and then I'll pour the rest of the solids and whatever brine is left into a blender. And if I feel like I need to add more liquid, then I'll use a little bit of the brine. Most of the flavor is in the actual peppers rather than the brine. And so I'll then blend it up. If I feel like I need a little bit more liquid, then I'll add a little bit more. And then at this point, you could use it. It's basically like a chutney at this point. So if that's what you're shooting for, you could stop here and bottle it. And you'll end up with a lot more than four jars. But because I like to use the little sauce jars, it looks like I actually made hot sauce. I like to strain it off. And so I just pass it through a fine mesh strainer, press out the solids, and then I've got liquid that's then time to take to the next step, which is putting up. And you really have three options for this with fermented pepper sauce. The first is you could simply put it into jars and throw it in your refrigerator. And for all those people who are fermenters, you probably, this is what you do. Ferments supposedly have a lot of beneficial qualities because they have beneficial microorganisms, probiotics. And so there's a lot of people that like to eat fermented foods that are actively fermenting. But the refrigeration parts inhibits that process. So you can store it for longer periods of time in your refrigerator. It'll slowly develop more and more taste. The problem we have is that, as I mentioned before, my wife likes to ferment a lot. We have a refrigerator full of jars. And so we really don't have room for yet more jars of things. And so I like to make it shelf stable, which will probably freak out people that like to ferment. But again, this is your pepper journey. So do whatever you're comfortable with. And so if you want to make it shelf stable, you can then water bath can it. So you've dropped the pH down. So basically you've done the equivalent of adding vinegar. And so you can go ahead and use two-part lids and you can water bath can it, or you can it in an atmospheric steam canner and leave about a quarter inch of headspace. I think you process it for like 30 minutes and you're set. The third option, because if you're doing something like this, this is a red one I made, it doesn't have two-part lids. And so you've got to go a different route for bottling it. And so what we do is pasteurization. And so that's also another common practice with water bath canning. This is a picture from the USDA guide for pickles. Some people will pasteurize their pickles because it will help them be a little crispier rather than boiling them in boiling water. You have a reduced temperature. And so it's also a similar process. Has anyone made maple syrup in here before?